Thank you for your company, and welcome to the Australian Society of Clinical Hypnotherapists introduction to our webinar series, where you will hear interesting conversations with members and guests. It's all about the mind. I want to welcome Rhonda Stewart to the show. Now, Rhonda Stewart has been teaching clinical hypnotherapy, NLP, and psychotherapy for over 25 years. Her qualifications include advanced diplomas in clinical hypnotherapy, psychotherapy, and NLP. And she holds a Certificate 4 in workplace training and assessment. She's a recognized master trainer at the IMDHA and an author of Dreams and Their Meanings. Rhonda will give a webinar on conversational hypnosis. Welcome, Rhonda. And what is conversational hypnosis?
So it's learning the art of being really quite vague in the language that you utilize to support people in discovering. We call it TDSing, making meaning from deep within. So it's a design of hypnosis that's waking hypnosis or conversational hypnosis, whereby we're working with a client and utilizing language patterns and storytelling to support shifts and changes. So it's a little different to trance induction and going into a trance state, because the linguistic design is specific to create a very strong internal TDS, transderivational search. In other words, making meaning at a deep level. So it's very artful. It's an Ericksonian model. It was something he did, Milton Erickson did, in Wisdom, and he used to call it sleight of mouth. And so it's enticing the unconscious mind of a person to build into a change that's supporting where the client wants to go.
Do you find NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, a valuable tool in this process?
Oh, absolutely. It is the NLP design of looking at how people utilize language, whether they're auditory, kinesthetic, or visual. And that definitely plays a role in the design of how you work with conversational hypnosis. And so it's very powerful. It's a very powerful tool, because if you have a client that's very visual and you're appealing in visual predicates, then you build rapport very quickly and it's accepted. Things are accepted when you speak the same language. So it's very supportive in that design.
How do you know you're connecting on that very deep level with conversational hypnosis?
It's no different really to trance-induced, in that the client will come back and see you with an awareness that something has shifted or changed. I've been working probably with this for 30 years, and it's become more the flavor of where I've gone in the last 15, and in the last couple with COVID, it's been a major player in the work that I do. And so it's common for clients to have shifts in their awareness, and they'll comment on it. They'll say, it's funny, I'm just thinking a little differently now we've had a chat. So it can stimulate change fairly dramatically or very subtly.
Can that change subtly set in even days and weeks after the session?
Oh, totally, totally, absolutely. Because sometimes, as you know, change is something that is really relevant to the individual and where they're at in the psyche of readiness for change. So it can be weeks later that people start to get benefit from what you've been working with, or days later.
So what will people gain from attending your webinar?
So if they come on the webinar, it is going to open their mind up to a different model of communication that they would work with clients and with people generally. I mean, it's a great tool to have with your family, especially if you've got mother-in-laws like mine, then it's ideal to work with a balance that supports a good level of communication. And you'll find that it's a precursor to going into trance. It actually supports your awareness as a therapist as to whether the client is congruent with their goal, where they want to go. It can give you information prior to the stronger trance structure, or you may find you utilize it purely in a session. I do with anxiety and phobias. I specialize in working with conversational hypnosis in those situations because people are very stressed and they're very uptight, and it's a nice model to introduce and slowly bring them into comfort.
Is it possible to give us a success story that you can talk about?
Yeah. I worked with a gentleman probably, we finished a couple of months ago, and when he came to me, he had extreme anxiety, and he couldn't have relaxed enough to go into trance in a pink fit. It would not have happened. So we worked with conversational. And what happened for him was he started, over a period of sessions, he started finding it was easier to relax. And on our final session, he said to me, "I'm just amazed at how different I respond to people. I'm finding that I'm managing my workplace differently, and I just feel better in myself. I feel more relaxed, and I just feel like I'm finding what I need to support that relaxation more." And I didn't take him into trance at all. We worked purely with conversational.
Well, we look forward to your webinar presentation and looking forward to it.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Now, the webinar is on Sunday, the 28th of August at 2 p.m. Sydney, Australia time, or you can order it from the AACH website after the event. Thank you for listening. We look forward to your company again. In the meantime, you can check out our website, asch.com.au.